You know, I thought we had a good, you know, Chip and I talked about the, we did a lot of situation work, and, you know, Chip and I kind of talked about the things that we felt like our teams needed, and I think we were able to accomplish those in the practice sessions. So, and, you know, a lot of young guys played in the game. Sure, it'll be that way again this week. But practice sessions, you know, we got a lot of experienced players playing against each other in situational play, and I think that, that will serve us well and did serve us well last year. Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's what we have to work with. You know, their players practice the same, you know, they were out there the same amount of time we were. So I think that's the one of the good things about it is going into the game, you have kind of an equal preparation base. You know, you're seeing them, they're seeing you, you're, you know, however long you're practicing for, they're practicing for. So I think it kind of, you know, levels the field that way. And look, training camp is that's this time of year where we got to grind through it. So it's not our regular season schedule, but we, in all honesty, we don't have time for that. We don't have enough practices to do it that way. We've got to, you know, treat practices and games as, you know, work days. So that's, you know, we only have so many opportunities. We've got to take advantage of all of them. He works hard. He's a good kid. He works hard. He's pretty smart to be able to, you know, handle multiple responsibilities plus the kicking game. You know, a long way to go. Not really very experienced on either side of the ball or special teams. And, you know, he's making a big jump from where he played last year to where he's playing now. So it's a big, you know, big mountain to climb for him. But, you know, he comes in here, works hard every day. Like I said, he's a, you know, tough kid. He's diligent. He pays attention. He's just got a lot to learn, a lot to do. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, he's working at it and getting better. I think Kyle's got a, you know, really a good skill set to play anywhere back there. I mean, he's fast. He's tough. He's a good tackler, which your safeties need to be. Not the corners don't need to be, but so I'd say it's even more important at safety. So he tackles well. He runs well. He's a very athletic player. So I would say his toughness and his tackling, similar to Devin, same type of player who played corner to safety with similar type skills, speed, range, toughness. You know, those assets you need at safety, and Devin has them, Kyle has them. Yeah, I think he's done a good job, you know, every day, coming out there, being ready to compete. He's got a long way to go. He's got a lot to learn. There's a lot of things different here than where he played and who he played against, but you know, that's all in the past. So just got to take it day by day. He's learning every day. He works hard. He's gotten better on a daily basis. Still has a long way to go. We'll see how it goes. You know, this week against Philadelphia, it'll be another big week for all our young players, and then Carolina, and you know, then have, you know, at some point have to start making some type of evaluation of, you know, how, whether these, some of these younger players are, you know, whether their performance is escalating, leveling off, or declining. And you know, as all the multiples and the practices and games and all start to pile up, we'll just see, you know, that'll take a toll on some, and some it won't, and we'll just have to let that play itself out. There's really no way to predict how that's going to go until we see it. So we'll see it.